Hey everyone, this is Jordan from sleeklens.com and welcome to this, I would assume, a very long-awaited podcast where we're going to go over two big things. First of all, the thing we do almost every month is the Raw Edit Contest winner. We're going to talk about the winner and some of the just amazing submissions you guys had for this last month of the year. So that's going to be fun to do. And also, we're going to announce the winner of the BenQ SW320, so 32-inch monitor, 4K monitor. We're going to announce the winner of that. And I'm doing it the old school way, where I put all of the names in a hat on a little piece of paper. You can hear it there. That's the paper rumbling around the hat. So everybody has a very fair advantage. No counters on the internet, no digital comment reader, anything like that. Doing the old school way of me actually writing down all of the names, putting them in a hat, and drawing it out. So I'm going to do it live on the podcast here. So it'll be fun to see the winner, hear the winner, and you guys will be able to see who won. Because I know hopefully all of you that listen to the podcast have gone over there and put your name in there this month. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to cover the winner of the Raw Edit Contest. So I'm going to go over some of the honorable submissions and or the honorable mentions, and then we're going to go over the third, second, and first place winner, and then we'll go into the BenQ monitor. Okay, so the first honorable mention, I think we have about five of these, just because I just wanted to not even do an honorable mention. I just wanted to point everybody to the Members Club page and just say, go look at all of them because they're all really, really awesome. But I had to pick a couple, so I picked five here. And the first one is actually going to be from most of these are actually from people who have either been honorable submissions before or honorable mentions either before or actually have won the contest. So the first one's going to be from Drew Braden. He did a really cool post-apocalyptic edit with smoke going everywhere, changed the sky. It really has the, if anybody's seen like The Walking Dead, really has that feel to it. It's got the warm colors. The sky has been changed. But really that's just kind of what it screams, is that cool post-apocalyptic feel to it. And I think in one of his comments, he said, if you look closely, some of the cars are kind of destroyed. So that was kind of cool to kind of zoom in on the image. I do agree with some of the people probably a couple months ago who said that they wish that we would just upload it somewhere else so you can see the full resolution of the image, so you can zoom in and kind of see a better pixel depth when it comes to zooming in some of these images. But Facebook obviously doesn't allow that. So you can definitely tell some of the cars are kind of destroyed. But it would be cool to actually have one that like zooms in all the way and you can definitely see it. But, it's a very awesome edit. Like I said, it's got that Walking Dead feel, that nice, warm, yucky looking color to it. Not saying the image is bad, but overall just a really awesome, awesome edit. I really enjoy that one. It's one of those ones that when I saw it pop up, I was like, no way, that's really awesome. So, really awesome, Drew. Thank you for doing that, buddy. And so we're going to go into the next one here, and this one is going to be from actually last month's winner, Jessica Lurch, I believe I keep saying that right, hopefully. But she did kind of more of a sunset version where, or it could be sunrise, but I'm just calling it sunset version, because the sun, the sky was replaced. A lot of these actually, the sky was replaced, so everybody did a really good job on that. But the sky was replaced. And the kind of sunburst, the sun was right behind one of the larger buildings that's peeking up above the horizon. Did a really good color match as far as blending in the existing color of the sky into the building, so the scene looks pretty cohesive. So it's a really solid edit. I really, really enjoy that kind of stuff where you're not only replacing the sky but really doing a really good color match of what the sky is trying to, you know, burst into the scene with those nice warm colors. So very, very awesome, Jessica. Thank you for doing that. And the next one, the third honorable mention, is going to be from Mike Murphy. He did one where, again, it was another sky replacement, but he did one where it was kind of changing a gloomy, cloudy scene to basically a very sunset scene with what looks like some highlights, some spotlights going on in some of the areas. So in a way, it's kind of mimicking street lights. So it's kind of a cool little scene. Again, it's got that like nice sunset feel to it with the purple hues, darkened up the foreground, the buildings and stuff like that. So really, really awesome. If you guys don't want to kind of just listen to my voice drone on about how cool these images are and you actually want to see them, I will put the show notes, the link to the show notes, so you can check that out. And you can go back in there and look at the images while I'm looking at them and talking about them. So you can definitely do that. But again, Mike, very, very great job. Really enjoyed looking at that one, kind of zooming in on some of the spotlights, the highlights that you put on there where you kind of lit up the scene a little bit in certain areas. So a really, really good edit there. Now we're going to move on to probably what is one of the more basic edits that was done, but a really, really nice solid edit from Nathan Fleming. Nathan Fleming, he put a really cool spin on it. Obviously, it's a cleaner edit, but I edited my version of the photo, which obviously I didn't post, but I edited my version of it, and I actually like this one. Mine was a very clean, just, you know, general edit. This one was probably better than mine. I actually like this one better than mine. So, very, very nice edit. You don't have to go crazy with some of these, obviously. You can actually do a nice solid edit and that's going to work well as well. So, that's what he did. He did a really nice solid edit there. And then the last honorable mention is going to be from, Paul Reed. I believe he submitted maybe one or two, and I chose one of them that was kind of a more black and white mono sepia tone kind of image, just because it kind of reminds me of something that you might see, Mad Men show, which it's, you know, the vintage brown tone. It's still warm, but it's still brown and still got that black and white feel to it. So I did like that one. I really like that. I typically don't like the sepia look to a lot of the images, because it's more of an old school look, but this one's got a little bit more hint of brown to it instead of just kind of like a warm amber. So this one's really, really cool. So thank you, Paul, for that. And that was the five honorable mentions that I wanted to put out there. Just really, really cool edits there. Like I said, I really enjoy seeing all of those, and definitely the sky replacements. Everybody did a fantastic job putting in new skies and kind of blending everything together. So very, very, very awesome. So now let's go ahead and walk into the third, second, and first place winners. So the third place winner, that is going to be from Josh Osborne. Looks like he did one where the sky was replaced, but he also kind of added in a rain effect. So it looks like it's still replaced with a more of cloudy sky, more, you know, stormy sky, with a little hint of warmth in the sky. But the image is, has like a nice rain effect going over there, and it actually matches, if I remember correctly, when I was flying the drone to get this image. If I remember correctly, it actually started to rain fairly close to that, to being done with flying around. So, it was, it kind of matches that whole mood. So, that was kind of the reason why I wanted to put that image in the running, because it was a very, very cool edit and it kind of made sense. Especially since I was there and I knew what happened. So, again, really cool rain effect. It looks like it's a very small little bits of rain, so you can tell that it's off in the distance there, and just a really good image, a really good solid image there. So thank you, Josh, for submitting that image there. And now we're going to go into the second place. This one, kind of takes on the same feel as, Mike's image, Mike Murphy, kind of has that same feel of Mike's image where it looks like it's kind of a daytime to night. And it was, showing little bits of the scene that were kind of lit up. So it looks like, again, mimicking the street lights thing. Did a very good job of that. And it actually, when I was looking at the image and I didn't really, wasn't really paying attention to a lot of the lower third of the image, because it's mainly just kind of like parking garages and a couple small buildings. But there was actually a lot of cars in the bottom of the image that I didn't really pay attention to. So what it kind of makes it look like is that he's making some of these cars stand out as they probably typically would if it was a night scene, because you would see all these street lights on. So you're able to see all of this. You're able to see some of the lights hitting the side of the building. I know it would have taken a lot of work to do this, but it would have been cool to see each individual light on the building, but that would have been a ridiculous amount of time to spend on that edit. So, but overall, very, very awesome job. I do like the colors in there, the nice blue, with again, the warm lights going on. You can't beat the colors of blue, kind of a blue and orange or blue and yellow. You can't beat those colors, nice complementary colors there. So that's kind of really what works on well on this image. So awesome. Thank you, Duncan. That was Duncan's image, I believe. Duncan Wallman, that was his image there. And then the winner, the first place winner, is actually from a Paolo, I believe it's Paolo PM or PM. I don't remember how to pronounce that name. I know I said it once before, but it's Paulo and then PAIM. So he basically did a very similar edit to Drew's image, where he took the whole destruction feel. You got smoke going everywhere, texture in the, it looks like there was a general texture applied to the image, and it actually worked pretty well on some of the things, where it looks like some of the buildings are cracking, and some of these buildings were cracking as much as they are in the image, they would not be standing. But a very, very awesome edit. Again, took that feel of the destruction stuff with smoke going everywhere, and just kind of took it to a really amped level. Not as much as a more warm feel like Drew had. Drew had a more warm, grungy look to it. This one's more of a very desaturated image, you know, taking the blues down, the yellows down, the oranges down kind of thing. Definitely taking the green out of the trees to make it kind of feel with that destruction feel. So overall, I really like that edit. And that one was voted as the first place winner. So Paolo, if you want to go ahead and send me an email at jordan@sleeklens.com. Again, jordan@sleeklens.com. I'll go ahead and get your gift card processing, and we'll send it over to you so you can get anything on the store that you'd like. So there you go. So that is the honorable mentions and the winners for the November 2018 Raw Edit Contest. And like I said at the beginning of this contest, this one will probably be the last one of the year just because of the holidays and all that kind of stuff. So we'll start it up again fresh in January 2019 and get some more cool images for you guys. And you guys can just, you know, edit away, have fun with it. That's what it's all about. So now let's go ahead and get into the, I guess, what would be called the main event of the podcast, which is the rattling of the hat with the names, names in the hat. I'm pulling out the winner of the BenQ 24-inch, BenQ 32-inch 4K monitor, HDR monitor. So we're going to go ahead and pull that out here. So let me just get everything ready because I don't want to mess this up. I'm afraid I'm going to mess this up somehow and pull like five names out. So let me just get ready here. All right, so we got the hat here. I got all the names in here, and I know there was a couple people that were, I don't really know how to say this exactly, but they were trying to cheat the system. And I have a very, very firm grasp on what's going on with the Instagram account, and that's why one reason why we put it on Instagram is because I have a very firm grasp on it. I know how many people are reposting, linking, and doing all this kind of stuff and tagging. So I knew I could have a better grasp on people who might be trying to game the system. So trust me, all of this is completely fair here. We got all the names that need to be in here and all the names that need to be here in here once. Everybody's in here once. So there's no multiple entries or anything like that. So here we are. I'm jiggling up the hat here. Some of the ones are falling out, putting them back in. So here we go. And I'm going to reach in here and I'm going to grab one name. So the winner of the BenQ 32-inch 4K HD monitor is going to be a, Doug Stee, I believe, Doug STE 111. So Doug D O U G S T E 111. So I'm assuming your name is Doug, so I'm going to call you Doug. So Doug, oh, there it is. I'm looking at his account right now. I just pulled it up on Instagram. Doug Stevenson, and you have a picture of a skydiver on your profile. So if that's you, then I'm going to send you a DM on Instagram, and you go ahead and just reply to me with your address and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to get this shipped out to you ASAP because we wanted to make sure it was out before the holidays. So this is kind of like a Christmas present. So again, Doug, thank you very much for entering that. Thank you, everybody, for entering the contest. We are going to do more of this as well. So I wanted to say that real quick as well. So we gave away a 32-inch monitor this time. I still have a 24-inch monitor. I still have the kind of the same model with the 4K, all that kind of stuff. I do have a 24-inch model as well that's brand new in the box. Basically just used it for a review. And so we're probably going to give that away as well. We're going to do a contest maybe a little bit differently, but we are going to give that away as well. And we're going to do a couple other more giveaways, especially in the beginning months of 2019, just because it's kind of fun to do. And just a way, a really fun way of saying thank you guys for participating in everything that you guys do. So, so again, congratulations, Doug Stevenson. He's got a skydiver and a USA flag under his profile. So, there's not many people out there that I would assume have that. So, thank you, Doug. You are the winner of the BenQ monitor, and we'll ship that out to you as soon as I get your information. So that is it, guys, for this podcast. Thank you guys for checking in on it. And I really appreciate you for entering the contest that we do every month and also entering the giveaway. So thank you guys very much. And I will hopefully see you guys next week.